Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. We are in sequel month, and I am here with the big guy, Big Brad.
I'm glad you call me big. Usually you make fun of my short stature, but tonight...
Everybody knows I'm lying, but you know...
Tonight you're calling me fat or plumpy. No. Hannah's favorite term for me, plumpy.
Thunder thighs. You said
she has me in her phone as plumpy.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, it's Stumpy. That's right.
Stumpy. Yeah, I'm like Stumpy. I'm like Hank Hill's dad on King of the Hill, Cotton, who has no legs and knees, and he just comes around.
Was that one of like what? The Seven Dwarves or something?
No.
Plumpy?
Stumpy? Plumpy, Stumpy.
Plumpy and Stumpy.
That's producer Gary. Grumpy. He is ready. He has a mask on tonight for Son of the Mask. He's dressed up appropriately.
What kind of mask is it, Brad? I don't even want to.
Producer Gary, can you name the seven dwarves?
Happy, sleepy, dopey. No. Let's see. Happy, sleepy, dopey.
Hachoo.
Dummy.
No.
Hachoo.
That's not one of them.
Oh.
Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Druggy.
Grumpy. Did I already say grumpy?
These were not the elves of Gaston County.
They're dwarves, not
dwarves.
Elves. Gosh. Hannah.
If Gary was a dwarf, which one would he be?
Sleepy.
Right, I think he would be grumpy.
He's not grumpy.
He is sometimes.
If there was one called Gary moods. No. If there was one called Forgetful.
Just around you, Brad.
Oh, my gosh, Gary. He's so cocky now. You say he's not. I think he's got a lot of confidence.
Confidence is not the same as cocky.
So which one is it?
He's confident. He's a confident dude.
He said confident, so.
You're confident.
Just checking.
You're confident. That's producer Gary, and that voice you hear, she's back. She is the trifecta this month. God have mercy on her soul. First lady of movie torture, Hannah.
What's up?
Hannah, are the checks clearing? Is that why you're here every week, every month?
No, I've had to drive out here 3 times, 2 hours from Greenville.
Oh, my gosh.
No gas has gone in my tank.
Venmo Hannah at First Lady
Hannah
of Movie.
Hannah-Myers-27, M-Y-E-R-S.
If you like Hannah, Venmo her. So she'll continue to be on our show. She's threatening a strike.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a threat.
So
it's
all
a
those creepy
effort.
Guys in jail, you know, send your cigarette money to Hannah.
Is that Jonathan? Because he's always about cigarettes. Yeah. He's our resident cigarette expert.
Are we the number one prison podcast? The number one podcast
let's promote
played
that.
In prisons.
We're the number three bad movie, but we're the number one in prison.
Make sure we say this right. We're the number three podcast for bad movies.
Yes, but number one podcast about bad movies in prison, says Two Pocket Brad. That's what Roger calls me, Two Pocket Brad. Whatever that means.
You don't have back pockets?
No, he's too busy holding on to someone else's.
Oh, yeah.
Raj, this has been an awful month. What movie are we talking about tonight?
Let's share the sponsor.
Oh, we have a sponsor for this movie?
We do. But, you know, we are doing the movie we're doing. It's called Son of the Mask, and it's starring Jamie Kennedy. And our new sponsor has a cure for Jamie Kennedy. Hey there, folks. Are you tired of subjecting yourselves to cinematic cringe fest? Well, we've got the solution for you. Introducing the Jamie No Way Movie Avoidance Kit. Say goodbye to awkward laughs and questionable film choices. If we had a little jingle here, it would be Jamie No Way, keep bad movies at bay. Picture this. You're scrolling through your streaming services and suddenly you come across a Jamie Kennedy movie. Don't panic. Just reach for your Jamie No Way avoidance kit. Inside, you'll find the Jamie Jammer remote control. Just one press and it changes the channel or skips to the next movie, ensuring you never have to endure a Kennedy catastrophe again. But wait, there's more. We also throw in the Kennedy goggles. These stylish shades automatically detect Jamie Kennedy movies and blur them out so you can focus on quality entertainment instead. And for those emergency situations when you accidentally start watching a Jamie Kennedy film, We've included the retro redo button. Just hit it and your streaming service will magically rewind to the last non-Kennedy movie you are enjoying. Act now and we'll even add the Kennedy Whisperer app to your kit. It sends you an alert whenever Jamie Kennedy is about to appear on your screen, saving you from potential cringe-induced nightmares. Don't let bad movies ruin your evening. Get your Jamie No Way movie avoidance kit and reclaim your movie night. Jamie No Way keeps bad movies at bay.
That little jingle's about to put me to sleep.
Oh, this is a disclaimer. Jamie No Way movie avoidance kit is not responsible for any
residual
trauma caused by previous Jamie Kennedy movie experiences. Results may vary. Use responsibly and enjoy your movie night stress-free.
I should have had this for this movie. Why did they not ship us a free sample prior to watching this movie?
Yeah,
I will say, best Jamie Kennedy movie outside of Scream, because he's good in Scream as Randy, Malibu's Most Wanted. His name is B-Rad. So I have to say that's a... It's Brad. He's a rich dude. And they hired...
That movie.
Yeah,
that
that's a future movie torture. But I went to the theater to see it.
This one? With the female?
Wait. This one I've never seen before. This one. No.
Oh. Wow. That's a first.
I've never seen this movie, but I did go see Malibu's Most Wanted with a female.
Hmm. Did you watch this one with Kristen?
Heck no. I begged my family to watch it. I said, hey, y'all want to watch Son of the Mask? Y'all want to watch it? Let's go. And my son's like, I'm not watching that. And I'm like,
Have they seen The Mask?
My son has seen The Mask.
Okay.
But they were not interested in this movie in the least. I had to watch it by myself, as I do most movies. But my wife is excited about February when we do romantic movies. She said, I'll watch every one of those with you.
Aww. So sweet.
I'm excited about that.
This is going to be fun. Yeah. We're going to do over under how many minutes Chris stays, you know, watching the movie with you on the couch before she leaves the room.
Or falls asleep.
Or it's a bad movie.
Yeah. Okay, so Son of the Mask. Tell us a little bit about this movie, Roger.
Son of the Mask. Sorry, I was doing some little research on Jamie Kennedy. You're right. He hadn't been in any good movies.
He hasn't.
This movie was released February 18th, 2005. The budget was $84 to $100 million, and the box office was $59.9 million.
They spent $100 million on this turd.
Is that the most that we've had besides? What was it, the Meg? Was that like?
Oh, the Meg was like most China money though, right?
That was like $200 million.
Yeah, this was
right, and this is
$100 million in 2005. What does that equate to today, producer Gary? He's gonna look it up. Roger, keep talking.
The movie had a handful of characters in it: Alan Cumming, Stephen Wright, one of my favorite '80s comedians.
Okay, yeah,
and Cal Penn.
Cal Penn, yep. Yeah, we're gonna talk about him.
Yep.
Okay, so $100 million. You know,
I didn't realize he was actually a White House staff member in the Barack Obama, because he was on, you know, different shows. Yeah, he was actually on
the Barack staff. I did not know that. He's in that Survivor one.
Yeah,
Designated Survivor. Yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. Y'all are talking about that? He's most famous for Harold and Kumar.
I've never seen that.
So... About $156 million.
$156 million for this movie
in today's money.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle was a great movie. You have to watch it.
White Castle's terrible though. We learned that.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
The restaurant.
So let me tell you this really fast. God, so Gary awful. And I are up in Minneapolis together. We land. It is.
I used to work up there.
In Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's like 9 degrees and snowing when we landed. Gary's mad. We had a long layover in Dallas. He's mad. He's tired, but we're hungry, and it's midnight, and there's only one place open, and it's the White Castle. So we get there, and our brain is hungrier, bigger than our stomach. My wife tells me that all the time. So we order like 20
little sliders.
20 sliders. with fries. We had a big case we were carrying into the hotel room.
And you know why they're called sliders, right?
They slid right out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they slid out of my prison pocket, that's for sure. And so we get there, and we're staying at this hotel that has like a pool and a patio inside. So we get on the patio. It's like midnight. We bust this out. We must have crushed maybe six.
Each, yeah.
Each? Total? Okay. Yeah.
Six each. And we were like this. We were forcing ourselves. It Weak. Was disgusting.
They're not bad.
Oh,
yes,
Hannah.
They are.
They are terrible.
But y'all will eat at McDonald's?
They have a smell to them that is disgusting. Well, right, Gary?
You have to love onions to like. I don't like onions. So
I don't either.
Like, Jordan, do you ever go to White? You live in Ohio. You've got White Castles all around. Do you ever go to White Castle? There's only a
couple, and I've never been.
Wow.
I don't think onions are.
Yeah, we've lost them all around here. Yeah.
Now, do you like Skyline?
Never heard of it.
Oh yeah, I love Skyline.
Jordan, you like Skyline?
I haven't had it in a long time. It's hit or miss.
It is, because I ate it a couple months ago when I was in Louisville for school. And I was so excited. I went in there. I ordered the Skyline plate, and I was just let down. I'm like, it's not that good. I remembered it being better, but in my defense, I did not want like the spaghetti dish because I was going to be sitting in a classroom all day, and I didn't want to get the squirts at school.
Is this a fast food place?
It's not. You have a waitress. You have a waitress.
It's still fast food.
It's fast food, but you have a waitress.
And they got drive through as well.
They come
they
over.
Sell spaghetti. That's sketchy.
It's chili spaghetti.
Yeah.
With
they
cheese.
Have spaghetti on the bottom. They have chili, a Cincinnati chili, which has like a cinnamon in it. And
yeah.
But it still tastes like chili. Yeah, it's a little different, but it's good.
But I ordered two hot dogs. And they had the chili with the cold shredded cheese, which I don't like cold shredded cheese.
Why? It's gonna get warm.
It's not when you're eating it. It's not.
It's gonna melt in your chili.
It doesn't melt. Do you like cold cheese? I don't like cold. Do you just eat like a slab of American cheese?
You love tacos. So you gotta love.
Yeah, but I don't like cold cheese. Like I would never just open a slice of American cheese.
I do that all the time.
You never had like a cheese stick? Like one of the.
No, I don't like that stuff.
What?
Well, I love cheese. I love cheese.
But it has to
I
be
I don't
hot.
Like cold cheese. I like
weird.
Melted
That's
cheese.
Weird. That's weird.
Why do you have melted weird? Cheese on tacos?
That's true.
You can't use melted cheese for everything.
But it's, you're right. It's warm. It's
I don't,
warmer
I don't,
cheese.
I don't like slices and chunks of cold cheese either.
Yes, thank
I
you.
Right.
Prefer,
I love it.
I think it's weird. That
it's
you
not
like,
weird.
And
that.
No. So you like
no, but that's what a charcuterie board is. A cheese.
No, I'm talking about chocolate. A slice of American that you would put on like you just a Kraft single. Like I
a Kraft single that's not cheese. They actually have to put Kraft single because they can't put slice of cheese because it's not cheese.
That's what I'm
that's
talking about.
That's not what I'm
Hannah.
Talking about.
That's what I'm
actual
talking about.
Actual American cheese.
Would you eat a slice
I will
of
not,
Kraft single?
I will not eat a Kraft single because that's not cheese. I will eat actual cheese.
It says American cheese.
They have to, if the Kraft ones, they had to change it. They call it a slice.
What about
they
queso?
Can't call it cheese legally because
oh
it's
gosh.
Not.
For real?
They
Hannah,
had to
Hannah knows her cheese history. Not only is she a cheese expert, but she's also a cutting the cheese expert.
No, I'm not.
Oh my gosh.
You talk about farts on this more than anybody.
I know. But I didn't. But next time I go to Louisville, which I'll be there in a couple months, I'm just going to try to dive into a Skyline spaghetti dish before school. I'm just going to try it.
Did you like the Coney Island hot dogs? Did you try that?
That's what I had there. I had the hot dogs. Okay, they were good. They're little.
Yeah.
They're not big. But I'm watching my weight now, so I don't know if I want to crush a big meal.
When I was eating and really eating, I'd get the plate, and I'd get a hot dog or two on the side.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Rog. You would get the spaghetti plate.
Yeah.
And then a couple hot
but
dogs.
But I wouldn't get the large, I would get the small spaghetti plate, and I'd get one to two conies on the side.
I used to go to Chick-fil-A, and I would order two chicken sandwiches with fries.
You can
tell. That's expensive.
Yeah.
It is expensive.
And then one time I remember being so hungry at Subway, I ate a foot long and a half.
That's wow. So random. What's the most amount of money that you've ever spent at a fast food restaurant on yourself?
Oh my gosh, that's a good question.
Oh yeah, well, five.
There
guys
you got to chop your arm off.
You don't get much food in return.
Are you talking about just like take five guys out? You're talking about basic fast food like McDonald's?
Yeah,
or
like the most I've ever spent was probably, it was at Chick-fil-A. I got a regular sandwich. I got the spicy grilled when they had it. I got mac and cheese, tortilla soup, nuggets, fries, and a milkshake.
Wow.
Did you eat all that?
No.
I was going to say, was this before your like, four-wheeling or what?
No. No. I was pregnant and having cravings, so I craved all of it.
That was a lot
and
of food.
And I had one bite of each thing, and I was like, get it away. But I wanted every one of those things so badly, so I got every one.
You got points on your Chick-fil-A app for that, too. Yeah. So that helped.
That probably equaled a whole free thing.
What was the total? Do you remember?
It was over 20, like, obviously. I don't remember how much exactly, but this was also a few years ago before their prices went
now,
up.
Yeah, now it didn't
now
take
it's
much.
$5 for a shake. It used to be like $2.65 for a small, $3.67 for a large. Now it's $5 for one size and it's a small.
When I was up in Michigan a couple years ago on work, I ordered a deep dish just for me because I was there by myself and I couldn't eat it all, but I had it was like a big pizza.
You could
it was
like
$20, 20 something bucks.
Just eat the whole thing?
Oh, he didn't eat the whole thing.
There, you can't eat a whole deep dish. Roger, could you eat a whole deep dish back in your eating days?
No.
What, Roger, what's the most hamburgers you could eat back in your eating days at one time?
You give me like the McDonald's like double cheeseburger. I could probably eat three or four of those easy. I mean, no.
Oh, yeah.
What's the most amount of food you have eaten in a sitting?
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Okay, how many pieces of pizza could you have eaten?
Now, back in the day, like say I was back in high school, I could easily take down a large Domino's pizza and eat it by myself.
Thin crust or regular crust?
Just regular crust.
That's pretty good because I could probably do a thin crust. I don't know if I could do a regular crust. What about in your big eating days? Like, what's the most you ate at one time where you were just like, why did I eat all that?
I don't know. I just, there's some I'm trying to think. What's like, I'm trying to think like eating wings is probably it. Cause I can tear down a lot of wings. I think I've had like 20 before.
That's a lot of wings. But I've seen like Blumhouse Trent eat 20 wings in one sitting.
You can tell we're all really hungry right now.
I think there was one morning I was starving so much that I got two Cajun filet biscuits and a biscuit and gravy.
But you said you would
regularly
get two Cajun filets every morning.
Yeah.
And the Bojangles lady knew what you were getting
when I stopped
it up.
Eating that way when I went through and got a sweet tea, she's just like, "Where you been? You not getting your Chick-fil-A biscuit?" I was like that whole Jeff Foxworthy moment. You know, you're a fat guy when the local fast food restaurant says, "Where you been?"
They had the two Cajun filets waiting.
Yeah,
and they're like, "He's not."
And
taking
I would
them.
Get them with cheese and bacon too.
Oh my gosh, that's adding calories.
Oh yeah,
the best calories.
Mm. Did you go to when you eat? Do you eat buffets?
Oh, I used to. Oh. Back in the day, I mean, I was easily a three-plater.
Did you avoid the salad bar at buffet?
Salad bar.
Who eats the salad bar?
Weird people that go. Gary, do you go salad bar?
No.
Oh, yeah. Like Ruby Tuesdays. I used to love their salad because you could get, like, they'd have, like, their tortilla chips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You throw a bunch of cheese on it, and then sunflower seeds and ranch dressing and.
Oh my gosh, it sounds amazing.
Wait. Yeah, and I can't remember what else I used to put on it.
Wait.
Yeah.
How are you putting, but you're like making nachos with sunflower seeds. So how are you going through and spitting out all the, you know, because you.
They're shelled peeled. Without the shells. Like at a salad bar, they're out. There's no, yeah, there's.
Ruby Tuesdays had a great salad bar though. Like
they
I loved it.
Did.
I would pile up my salad
and
I would crush it.
Oh, and boiled eggs. Got to get the boiled eggs on there.
I do love boiled. I like deviled eggs, not boiled eggs.
I don't like deviled eggs. Yeah. I can only do boiled eggs if they're warmed up and have butter and salt and pepper on it.
I love how we've talked about this and we haven't. We've still got Son of the Mask.
What
which,
movie? Are we, yeah,
yeah, I was gonna say, what movie?
So you need to do a quick synopsis.
Yeah, do your minute review.
Okay, so
in 30 seconds.
This movie stars the guy from Scream, not the guy from Ace Ventura, and there's a mask. From fake Loki and fake Odin, not Marvel. And
definitely not Marvel.
Loki's trying to get the mask, but the mask gets on the dog and then gets on the baby. And we see a lot of weird baby movements. And
well, it doesn't get on the baby. The baby's made with the mask.
The baby's made with the mask. The dog gets the mask. Jamie Kennedy puts on the mask. Jamie Kennedy becomes the mask at the end. Loki loses his power, gets his power, loses his power, and that's basically the end of the movie. It, oh my god!
Was I haven't seen the original. Was the Loki story stuff
no,
in there?
No,
no. Okay,
the original is a good movie. It is a good Jim Carrey movie.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah,
he made the mask. He had good scenes. He did that dance number with. You know, with the boss tones, you know, and that was really good. Cameron Diaz was good in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
But movie producer guy said, let's make a sequel with the guy from Scream. He's funny. And I don't understand why. I don't get it.
I've got some actually interesting facts I found out about this. Okay, I was wrong in one of our previous movies talking about Jim Carrey. It was this movie that he was offered and was supposed to do the sequel, but... after his other movie, Ace Ventura, the sequel failed. He's like, I'm not going to do that again, and decided not to. They offered the part of Tim Avery in this movie that Jamie Kennedy played to Jack Black and Ryan Reynolds, who both turned it down.
Bro,
this was pre-Jack Black and Ryan Reynolds being stars, though. They weren't good.
They weren't good? Mm-hmm.
Would you have watched Jack Black in this movie? I don't know if I would have watched Ryan Reynolds. Maybe Jack Black.
I think plumpy Jack Black would have been funnier than Jamie Kennedy.
I think he definitely has that wackiness that Jim Carrey had in the first movie. Like I think that's what you need to have in this movie. That's the whole.
Yeah, it's missing that. Thing. Roger, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Nah, but actually, it was Jim Carrey who convinced Jamie Kennedy into doing the movie. He told me he thought he would do it. It was a chance meeting and just ran into him. And Kennedy asked him about it. And he said, oh, yeah, go ahead and do it. You know, so.
There's something on here. It says, when asked why he agreed to do the film, Jamie Kennedy responded, I'll give you 2.5 million reasons.
He made $2.5 million for this movie?
Apparently.
Oh, my gosh. I'd have that hanging up in my office. Like, this is what I got paid to be in this movie. Okay. I don't understand this movie. You're making a sequel to The Mask. Once, you should call it The Mask 2. I would do that. The Mask, colon, whatever you want to call it. Not Son of the Mask. I think a mistake is putting the baby in this movie.
I thought the baby was hilarious.
No, putting babies in movies makes it... Have you
but
ever
this
seen,
one was funny.
Have you ever seen Baby Geniuses?
Baby Geniuses? Is this a movie?
Yeah. Where,
no.
I went on a date to see this movie.
Gosh, but, you know, of course you did.
I went on a date to see Baby Geniuses, and that's what this movie reminded me of.
They also said that Kennedy, in the interview, talked about, you know, the good and bad of filming this, and he said the crew were extremely tired of dealing with the twin boy babies because I guess they were difficult on the set.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and also the dog was – you know, caused a lot of, bad scene. I mean, just, you know, they had to redo scenes over and over again.
Producer Gary, Jim Carrey had a dog in the original one, right?
Yeah.
Did the dog wear the mask in the original one? I think he did.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah.
So they bring that back in this one. He had the neighbor in the original one that he would come in late because Jim Carrey would go out every night. Because in the original one, mm-hmm. You could only, the mask would only work at night.
Oh, why did they change that?
But they changed it up in this one.
I was going to say, I didn't know, I couldn't remember quite that rule. I knew there were a couple times he tried to get it to work and it didn't work, so.
Yeah, it only works at night. Okay. He's a banker in the original one. And at night, he's like a really nerdy banker.
Yeah, he's all dorky, and then but like the mask turns him into a ladies' man type.
Well, the mask brings out your inner like mischief. It makes you be the opposite charisma of what you are. Yes. Yeah. So they miss that in this movie because I don't care about a kid who is a baby. What kind of charisma does a kid need?
Right.
And seeing a dog, I think Jamie Kennedy was only in the mask twice in this movie, right? At the end, and that scene where he went to the party and then showed up at work the next day, and they're like, wow, you're super cool.
Yeah.
Which
is stupid to me. And Cowpen, he would have been a better mask, in my opinion. He's funnier than Jamie Kennedy. What do you think? The guy that worked in the White House.
He wasn't even on here enough to really.
I know. They wasted him.
Yeah.
He was like here for like 1 minute. The Loki thing and the Odin thing was so stupid. I couldn't stop thinking of Loki in Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So disrespectful.
Well, I think it was the premise was the same character.
It was. It was Thor's brother, Loki, yeah, the god of mischief, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But what's ruined him now is we know Loki from Marvel.
The Tom Hiddleston one.
We can't not think of him, and we see Alan Cumming as Loki, and Bob Hoskins, Mario brother, as Odin with the weird eye. Like where was Thor at in this movie? They should have just brought Thor in.
What would Thor have done?
Well, same thing Loki did. Just run around. Loki was
Thor would have cleaned up the mess faster, so we would have had a shorter movie. Loki went around wasting time. There was a whole 9 months of pregnancy, and then that baby was at least a year old.
Yeah, what was Loki doing? Was he
chilling on the beaches, being mischievous?
I'm telling you, every mask he found, it would be like made in Singapore. Made it. I'm like, oh my gosh, man. How many masks are in this town? I love the names of the city, too. Edge City, Fringe City. And I'm like, they are so not creative on their city names. Where do you live at? I live in Fringe City. Roger lives in Edge City.
Yeah. The Fringe is on the edge.
Yeah. It's so dumb, man. Like, is so brain dead. This movie is one of the most brain dead movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was horrible.
I mean,
this movie made me laugh. Y'all gonna hate me. I actually kind of liked it. Like, I thought it was funny.
We're definitely gonna hate you because.
Listen, when that baby was in the womb, they were doing the ultrasound and he started dancing in there. He had maracas and a sombrero.
I feel like Gary would have been that kind of baby in the womb. Maracas and a sombrero. He's like,
I was a party baby.
Yeah, you were a party baby. Gary goes home and in his room, he parties right now because he is happy.
I'm pretty happy.
There's nothing in the world that could make Gary not happy.
What, right this second?
Yes.
I don't know.
I feel like starvation would make him a little grumpy.
I am getting a little hungry. That's, yeah.
Yeah, some cold.
Your girl doesn't feed you?
No, we ate today, but right now it's
eight. Been like it's 5 hours of recording.
Where did
you eat at today?
Cracker Barrel.
That was breakfast. What'd you eat for lunch?
Y'all were together all day. You had an all day date. Ooh.
That's all he does now. He's an all dayer. Where'd you eat lunch at?
Anyway.
Where'd you eat lunch at?
We were at the mall, so I had a pretzel.
Okay. Wait, you went to the mall and didn't eat the chicken place there? Southern Flavor? I feel like I'm saying Southern Flavor. Succotash. Back to this movie.
Anyway.
There's not much to say about this movie.
We've got some good critical reviews.
You're already at the reviews. Roger's like, you know what?
Well, we about hit the 30-minute mark. We're about there.
Yeah. It's a 30-minute episode. You know, we had Hannah on four Christmases, and we clocked in the longest episode we've ever had, hour and 20 minutes.
That's because we were laughing, and it was funny. I mean.
One was funny.
What do you think this movie could have been if Jim Carrey had been the dad and he had had a son?
A little funnier. Well, probably a lot funnier. That the dad in this one just wasn't really funny. He was just kind of there. I didn't know if he was supposed to be funny, but everything else in the movie was funny.
It would have been better if we did Son of the Mask, but the son was like 15. And the dad would take the son out and they would both be masked at night and they would do cool things around town.
I think it'd be more fun if they were like at each other's throats. Like the teen was rebellious. Because then they're going at each other and they both have the same power. So the dad's like, how can I actually get him to do what I want him to do?
Yeah, get rid of Loki. Have like
I thought he was funny. And all the different costumes he came up with to go into these people's houses and the vehicles he brought up
there. I would say that. I thought was that was funny. Kind of, yeah. When he went with the woman, as a woman with the teenager with the Girl Scout with the braces. That, mm-hmm. that was funny.
This movie was, the first movie was made for teenagers and up. Mask. This movie was made for 12 and under.
Absolutely not. If I would have watched this as a 12-year-old, I would not have liked it.
This
the
movie
bulging
is,
eyes, the reaching limbs, that's weird. I would
that's
not have liked
what
that
they do in the mask.
That's creepy stuff, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a terror.
this generation, Brad.
I'm telling you, man, they're twisted.
We're twisted.
The things that scare them.
I said it was creepy.
Why does that scare you? A bulging cartoon eye. You
know, it's just weird. As a 12-year-old, I would not have liked that.
When we were kids, they were showing us end time movies with people getting their head chopped off. You know,
or we were watching
end time movies were the rapture movies. Okay.
Gosh. We get it, Hannah. You couldn't watch movies as a
yeah.
kid.
Yeah. So yes, bulging eyeballs and a limb that goes halfway in through a house is a little bit unsettling.
But let's point out, it wasn't like a cartoon. Like I watched Looney Tunes or whatever as a kid. That's not as creepy as these movies are.
Yeah, because
like,
this is
like
real life.
Realistic
yeah.
imagery.
This is realistic creepy stuff.
This is yeah. nothing about this movie is realistic, Gary.
You know,
the only realistic thing is that check Jamie Kennedy cashed for $2.5 million to be in this movie.
And I thought the dog was funny too. He made me laugh. Their little conversation.
Didn't he have to like get the mask off the dog? And he's like,
the dog gave it up.
Yeah, he did.
Gave him a heartfelt speech, and the dog gave it up.
Oh my gosh!
So before we jump into reviews,
Roger's like, can we finish this one?
No, there's just quite a bit of stuff here. Like, all right, so this movie was nominated in the 2005 Golden Raspberry Awards with 8 nominees, winning worst remake or a sequel. And won several 2005 Stinker Bad Movie Awards, including Worst Actor, Worst Sequel, and Worst Couple. Now, the funny thing is Worst Screen Couple was Jamie Kennedy and anybody stuck sharing the screen with him. That was...
Oh my gosh. That is brutal.
Yeah. So, and then the same... It was on both movie awards, like the Raspberries were that way, and the Stinkers was Jamie Kennedy. And anyone forced to co-star with him. And it won. He won for best worst couple. So. And critical responses. This film holds an approval rating of 6% based on 105 reviews. And average rating of 3 out of 10 Rotten Tomatoes. The site's consensus reads, overly frantic, painfully unfunny, and sorely missing the presence of Jim Carrey. The site ranked the film 75th in the 100 worst movies in the 2000s. Another one had it getting a score of 20 out of 100, said it was generally unfavorable reviews, and it was given an F- by Roger Ebert. And one of the guys who, Richard Roper, who... used to be on the show, Roger Ebert said, in 5 years I've been co-hosting this show. This is the closest I've ever come to walking out halfway through the film. And now I look back at the experience and I wish I had.
I have some Amazon reviews, Roger, that are going to blow your pants off right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a scary sight.
Chris Murr wrote this in September of 2023. So this lady is reviewing this movie.
Oh, it's a lady, Chris?
I don't know. It's C-R-I-S.
That's
a man. It is? Okay. My kids, 5, 7, and 9, had a blast watching it, Hannah.
That's fine for them.
I would definitely recommend it. this review here might be the craziest one I've ever read in my life. This is... from Walter the Southern Gentleman. Oh, I guess he writes that in case some ladies on here are looking for a Southern gent. They've got Walter, who wrote this in 2021. So he must have had COVID at the time he wrote this. Sequel in name, but a better story. So you love the Jim Carrey movie, The Mask. Oh, look, a sequel. Hold up. Yes, this movie is loaded with animated special effects that somewhat hold up over the years.
Somewhat.
Yes, the movie has a ton of silly moments, but this movie is about fathers and sons. Oh my gosh. It tells the story of two fathers and two sons and their complex relationships and how they have doubts about it. For that reason, I really love the movie. All fathers worry they are going to suck at being a dad on some level. All children fear disappointing their parents on some level. This is a movie about that and about how eventually, if we listen to each other, we are speaking to each other, we can find a way. I liked all the actors in this movie. Jamie Kennedy is not like my favorite 90s guy, but he's good here. Alan Cummings is great as Loki. He really sells it well.
Yeah, my takeaway was definitely on the touching father-son relationships.
Was it really?
Yeah, totally.
There's
no, Brad, I'm being sarcastic. There's
never,
no way.
Yeah, I was like, Hannah, come on. I never took this as a father-son dynamic movie. I say this is a money grab to try to make some money. And yeah, he said the animation holds up. The animation does not hold up in this movie.
No.
He had COVID when he wrote this. There's no way he wrote this with him. He had COVID fog. He was hallucinating. He was on some Sequalis when he wrote this.
Jamie King said the CGI on this was an animation cluster cluck.
I like how you clean that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, ADHD cluster cluck.
What if the cast of Movie Torture got each a mask and we could put it on? What would we party with tonight?
What?
If we all got to wear a mask.
Where would we party?
Yeah, where would we go?
What would we do?
Charlotte?
Can you imagine all of us down the street looking green? I feel like we would get arrested.
Gary would have on the sleeping clown mask right now.
You know. Oh, Gary would eat a lot. His mouth would go, and he would just throw food.
I would have to have a Hawaiian shirt. That's my party shirt.
We'd all be green faced because you got to be green faced. I feel like they would call the police on us.
Unless we went out on Halloween. Yeah.
No, we're going out in January.
It's gonna be cold.
We could y'all could say you're a bachelorette party.
What are you? You're just hanging out with the bachelors? Hmm? We're like, this is first lady. You're like, yeah, I'm first lady. And you pull out and you can make your hands little machine
Honestly,
guns.
Honestly, there are certain clubs in Charlotte you would not be questioned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would think it'd be fun. Then I would like the pulling off the mask. Like, I would love to come up to Roger and pull it and watch his face stretch. As I'm pulling the mask off.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's funny to me. Unfortunately, Roger watched The Mask about the deformed guy for this movie, so.
Yeah. There's another one? Is that what I was seeing on Google?
The Mask is Roger has Roger's hair.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz.
I've never seen
shares
that.
His mom. Yeah.
Jordan's like, he's looking at him like, what?
He does what?
About?
He has Roger's long flowing red hair.
It's an 80s movie about a kid who like has like elephant man kind of face.
What did you say about his mom?
His mom is Cher.
Cher is his mom. I thought you were just saying something else. You said Cher's his mom, and I did not hear Cher.
Get your
is
mind
his mom.
Out of the gutter, producer Gary.
I'm just saying.
Gary's like, I gotta go, I got a date I gotta get to.
He's thinking of Cher's song. Do you believe in love?
After life. Is that what it's called?
I'm thinking about food.
I don't know.
I got you, babe. That's what he's singing to her.
I'm hungry.
What are you thinking about, Gary? What kind of food?
I don't know yet.
Culver's.
Oh, gosh.
Anything.
Anyway, First Lady Movie Torture Hannah, I'm scared to ask you. Movie Torture Movie Gold. I'm scared.
I'm scared to answer. You're going to kick me out.
We're going to revoke your Movie Torture card.
Uh-oh. Well, that would mean you would have to actually put money into a card.
Yeah, we're too cheap.
Which you haven't done, so.
We got a free website, though.
What is our website again? Still haven't told us.
MovieTorturePod.transistor.fm.
You've got the www on the front of it.
http://://
Okay.
You can find us on AOL.
I thought this
Oh, I like okay, that it went out. Even the mic won't let her admit like, that she likes this movie.
I thought it was movie gold. I haven't seen the original, so I don't know what to compare it to.
Okay, Hannah.
Look.
Will you do me a favor?
Yes.
Since maybe, we're going to be on hiatus for a few weeks. Will you watch the original? Because I feel like once you watch the original, you're going to change.
But we are supposed to be watching these movies as just these isolated movies, right?
But it's hard. It's the same philosophy I have with Dumb and Dumber. Well,
it's not hard when you haven't
seen it, so. Like, I've seen Dumb and Dumber, which made me not like Dumb and Dumberer.
But you could like Dumb and Dumberer if you hadn't seen Dumb and Dumber.
But why would you watch the second or something when you haven't seen the first one? Like, why?
Because she's on this podcast.
Sometimes you're on a podcast and they require you to watch certain movies.
That's... Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, I wasn't going to watch Mean Girls just so I could watch Mean Girls too.
Although Hannah did watch Ghostbusters to watch Ghostbusters with the females. She was, that was back. Didn't you say on that episode?
I said I would possibly. I didn't say that I did.
Oh, I thought you said you watched it. No, you watched Ghostbusters twice.
I had to watch
twice.
It twice only for the podcast.
That was back when she really took it seriously. She was
That was back when I didn't have my system down.
Yeah. What is your system? I'm curious.
I take notes as I watch it so I don't have to watch it again. And I watch it the day over the day before so I don't forget it.
I feel like my notes get less and less when I watch movies now.
I didn't have much on these because I had to watch 3 movies today.
Yeah, you just crammed it. You did you did like a cram session before the test. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I'm just going to watch them now and bite that bullet.
I watched one before I came here. I watched one on the drive and then watched one once I arrived in North Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I stopped taking notes once we... You know, came here and started recording and realized we don't even talk about the movie. So,
yeah. But there's been a lot of people waiting for The Son of the Mask. We got about 1,000 listeners that have emailed the show, movietorturepod@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram, movietorturepod. It's like Son of the Mask, do Son of the Mask. And we did this tonight. We accomplished it. Never again. Roger, movie torture, movie gold.
It's 3 trash cans bad. It's horrible. I mean, first of all, I mean, just Jamie Kennedy was in it. Second of all, Jamie Kennedy was in it. And, yeah, and Jim Carrey wasn't in it. So, I mean, that's – well, and if Cameron Diaz would have been in it, that would have made it a tad better.
Did we have 2 movies this month that Jim Carrey could have been in that – wasn't in
I was going to mention that. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I just thought about that. We had 2 Jim Carrey movies that
without
never
Jim
were.
Jim Carrey in it, yeah.
Without Jim Carrey in it.
Yeah. Mm.
For me, this movie, worse than Batman and Robin.
What?
What?
I would watch.
You're being dramatic.
I am not. I would watch Batman and Robin before I watch this movie again.
What was so bad? I just don't understand.
I feel like no one with a functioning brain, sorry, Hannah, would like this movie.
There were funny parts.
Oh, gosh. There is nothing redeemable about this movie. If I went to the theater, if I took a date to the movie to see this, I would walk out.
Would you leave your date there?
No, I would beg her to leave with me. It's terrible. It to me, it's the noose. Son of the Mask is the bottom of the barrel for me.
Oh my.
It's horrible, Hannah. There's nothing.
It's not that bad.
There's nothing good about
this
movie.
There's funny parts. The baby and the dog were the best part.
And they don't talk.
Yeah, they do. That dog was having conversations and that baby definitely was like, "Dad,
da-da.
He was funny.
I love learning your personality and what kind of movies you like, Hannah. We know you like dog crap. How do you say this is not a movie torture, but All right, but Ghostbusters is a movie. Like, I would rather watch Ghostbusters over this.
No, I would. I would probably pick this over Ghostbusters because, again, there was no reason for Ghostbusters.
Ghost peppers.
Ghost pepper. You know,
well, she's on food, man. She's got to eat her food.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. There was no reason for that cast. They just made it female because of the time that it was made, and that to me is so annoying.
Would this movie have been better if it had been a female as with the mask instead of a male? Like, make it a funny comedian.
No, they probably would have made it really stupid, to be honest.
It's already really stupid.
It could have been worse.
Oh, I don't think it could have been. Roger, could this movie have been any worse?
They could have made it an all-female cast and made it worse.
I would rather watch that. No. If they're hot chicks, I'd rather have took that than this.
No.
This was terrible. Well,
then that would have took away from the father-son storyline.
Yeah,
that
yeah we
then,
need that heartfelt.
That then Walter, the southern gentleman, wouldn't be able
Walter?
To, Walter wouldn't been able to write how this is a father-son dynamic.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no.
This movie, by far, the worst movie we watched. No. It's horrible.
Cursed is worse than this. Cursed 3 is worse than this. Boys and Girls is worse than this.
I'm glad to see that Gary finally started following Movie Torture Pod on Instagram. He just followed us. Is he okay? Yeah. We're... He took his headphones off. I think he's like, I'm done, man. Like this, he looks like he's about to have a heart attack.
I like cramped my jaw.
Oh gosh,
that sounds horrible. Like right I'm here. So sorry.
It looks like he was falling out of his chair, and then when we look at him, he's like,
"He was okay. What are y'all, what are y'all doing? What are y'all
he was
at?
Not in this room.
Quit looking at me. I'm just my jaw's cramped, guys." Anyway, hey, this has been a fun podcast. I'm glad that February is upon us eventually. We can get through these sequels without...
He's having make-out cramps.
Oh, have you been working that jaw out over there? Gary's working the jaw?
Sorry, I couldn't let it go. Sorry.
Yeah. Couldn't let it go.
Yeah. Anyway, for producer Gary, First Lady of Movie Torture, Hannah, thank you for being here. We appreciate it. And your card's not revoked. It's okay that you like a crappy movie.
You like some crappy movies.
We need to go back and have producer Gary listen to all the episodes and find out what movies you liked and which ones you disliked so we could have a chart.
It'd be easy. Just listen to the last 5 minutes of each one.
Yeah. Gary, I need you to do that.
I'm on it, Brad. How much am I getting paid for that?
Actually, Movie Torture Dad listens to all of them, so he could just go back and let us know what all the Hannah episodes, which ones you like.
We can do you all of us. You don't have to single me out.
I was just saying, yeah. You can't tell your dad and be like, no, you might be able to do that to me. I don't think you can do that to your dad.
Anyway, for my good friend Roger, my name's Brad. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.